The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about why we are celebrating the number 2. Now let's get started.
Happy number 2 day! We are celebrating our 22nd episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast on the second month, the second day, and the year ending in 22. Is that a coincidence or what?
Wow, that is a lot of twos. The date today is 2-2-22. How cool is that?
It's very cool, Jan. 10-Minute Math is all about providing parents with the tools and knowledge to support their child in finding the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics. Looking at today's dates makes me wonder, when was the last time that all of the digits in the date were the same?
It does make you wonder. Let's think about this. The last time all the digits were the same in the date was in 2011. Once on January 1st, 2011, which is New Year's Day, 1-1-11, and another on 1-11-11, or January 11th of 2011. Then we can consider November 11-1-11 and 11-11-11, which would be November 1st and November 11th in 2011. That was 11 years ago. Before 2011, we would have to go back to, let's say, 9-9-99 or September 9th, in 1999 to find a similar pattern. That was 23 years ago.
That's a lot of ones and a lot of nines, Jan.
Yes,
after 1999, I think we would go back to 8-8-88 or August 8th of 1988. That would be 34 years ago. And if we look at that, I think before that was 7-7-77. Or July 7th of 1977, which is 45 years ago. I'm starting to see a pattern.
Yeah, so then going back again would be 6666, or June 6th of 1966, which is 56 years ago. We want our children to find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics. We want children to be curious about the world and use math to answer questions like this. Finding patterns in numbers is what our brain does to try to make sense of all this. I wonder when the digits and the date will all be the same again.
Think about what we've done. I think that would be soon. I think it's 2-2-22 or February 22nd, 2022. And after that, I think 3-3-33 or March 3rd. 2033. Obviously, this phenomenon does not happen that often.
Right. And math should not be just a subject in school that we study in isolation of the real world. When we hear the word math, our brain automatically thinks about school and being in math class. At least my brain does. For some adults, the word math actually brings up positive emotions. But for too many adults, the word math brings up negative emotions. Some adults develop even math anxiety because of those emotions they felt as a student back in math class. Maybe their brain shut down because they were given a timed test on the basic math facts.
Yeah, you are so right. And as educators, we used to think that math was like a performance. We were memorized what the teacher demonstrate, and then we performed it for our teacher. We can compare it to memorizing the Pledge of Allegiance. After reciting the pledge daily, we see it as a mindless, repetitious exercise. Just because we can recite the Pledge of Allegiance doesn't mean that we understand it or can apply the principles in our own life. Children that memorize the pledge don't necessarily understand that it means that we get to vote for the people that stand up for us and make laws.
The importance of a deeper understanding of math is to be able to apply it to our everyday life. I remember learning about variables, which are actually letters that represent numbers in algebra, but I didn't really understand how it related to my everyday life. I have heard adults say they understood math until teachers started adding letters to the numbers. In other words, many students hit a wall in algebra class as they tried to make sense of it. Memorization happens in isolation, and in today's math classroom, we want our students to make connections to other ideas and to the real world.
As middle school teachers, we recognize that many students lack number sense. We watch those students struggle as math didn't make sense to them. Some of those students were not good memorizers and needed more hands-on activities and visuals.
We also saw the frustration of parents as they truly wanted to support their own children, but didn't have the tools or knowledge to do so. That is why we started the 10-Minute Math Movement. We want to use this 10-Minute Math podcast to help answer parent questions and build understanding about how math is taught differently today and how parents can help their own child develop number sense during a child's daily routines in just 10 minutes a day.
To find out more information, you can check us out on Facebook, TikTok, or your favorite podcast platform. You can also visit our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TenMinuteMath.com. And we have a 10-minute math mini course on number sense available to purchase, with a second course that just launched on February 1st, 2022. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.